This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's fun being a conservative, not having to back a demented clown, not having to pretend to like the stupid ideas, the lunacy of the left. It's fun to live life the way you actually state you want to live it. Doesn't mean you do it right all the time, but you certainly live it and you say, you know what, I'm going to do it by the book. Now, I'll tell you another thing I like. I like gloating over the results from the previous administration compared to this freak show that we currently have under Biden. An administration that was nothing more than a coup. And that's why Joe Biden stood up on that, wherever he was the other night, talking about these election deniers and the ultra MAGAs and whatever else in his little feeble mind. Guy's about to be 80 years old. He should have been put out to pasture a decade ago. And yet, the Democrats want this guy to be their leader. I'm so proud to be a conservative. It's so much fun. I can't even look at the smile on my face. I wish you could see it right now. Speaking of the previous administration, we have a fighter. Donald Trump is a fighter. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I, too, am a fighter. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. See what's funny? I know people don't like conflict. When I first did the show, I would talk about, you know, fighting and things like that. And I talk about it as a trained martial artist, right? And people, Kevin, all you do is it seems like you just want to pick fights. The first thing you learn in the martial arts is don't pick a fight. I'm not picking a fight with you. I train, so I never have to pick a fight with you. I don't need to be a bully. You ever been around people? I mean, I've been around martial artists most of my life. Most people, when they're laughing and joking, they take us out of the equation. They know I can say whatever I want to those guys. They will do nothing. They're not going to blow up. The majority of us are not going to blow up at you. I've had people run, oh, dude, shoot, man, I'll take you outside. And we just, okay, yeah, you're right, you beat me up, I know. And we just laugh it off. You want to know why? Because we know it ain't going to happen. You're not worried about it. You fight. I don't know if you people even understand. When I was coming up in the martial arts, I was at the dojo 4 to 5 days a week. I'm talking about probably in my teens, 4 to 5 days a week, and we fought every single day. We fought. When I was started training over at Texans, which is in Dallas, under Royce Young, Mr. Young, you'd hit that dojo at the end of the session every single day. You fought. You sparred. And you could spar as long as there was somebody in there to fight you, you could fight. And so you just honed your skills. I love to fight. I don't mean like in a bad sense. I like sparring. I wanted to test my skills. We would be there. The class would end. It was an hour class. There was hardly a day. We weren't there at least 30 minutes and probably closer to an hour and a half after class, still sparring, working on technique. 4 days a week for years. And so you get to the point where it's truly second nature. So anyway, I don't like to fight. There are my friends who will tell you many, many times, they've watched me walk away from at least a dozen fights, potential fights. I just walk, whatever. It's more than that, to be honest with you. Because there's always somebody drunk or stupid. There's always a leftist around, is what I'm saying. Think that, they want to sow their oats or what, to test their mettle. Maybe not sow their oats. That's different, right? But they want to test their mettle. And you just, okay, fine. Okay, you beat me up. Can we just leave it at that? But people don't like conflict. They don't even like you talking about it. But let me tell you something. They sure are happy to see somebody that is a fighter arrive on the scene when the crap is hitting the fan. I'll give you a perfect example. We were at a soccer game years ago, and this dude was belligerent to the kids, and he finally, I mean, parents were mumbling, and finally, I said to the guy, hey, listen, that's my kid right there. You say something bad about him, and I'm going to get in your grill. Who are you to sit out here talking about these kids this way? And he took it in like a first step towards me, and I didn't even flinch. Just looking him dead in his eyes, about 6'2" black dude, in good shape. He took one step, and I didn't move. I looked him dead in his eyes, standing straight there, square, as smooth as could be. And you know what he did? He took that step, charged up, and then he caught himself. And you know, I'm going to tell you what he was thinking. He was thinking, I don't see one iota of fear in that guy's eyes. Not one. Because I can tell you, there was none there. And he shut his mouth. He stopped talking about these other kids and yelling at them. This is a coach. And then I sat down calmly in my chair. And you know what the parents around me did? Man, way to go. I appreciate you doing that. Way to go, yeah. So you don't like it. Oh, I don't like it. You always talking about fighting. Yeah, until the cops show. When the cops arrive, oh, I'm so glad y'all here. Thank you, thank you. I bet there are many people that are happy to learn when you watch these SEALs, the Navy SEALs, and you see what they had to do to protect this country. Aren't you glad they exist? Ever see a bully get his butt handed to him by somebody? I'm talking about they push it too far. How'd it make you feel? Did you get upset that somebody had the nerve to stand up to that bully? Or were you quietly cheering the person who backed that bully down? Did part of you wish you had the guts to do it? Well, I'm that kid that watched, and I watched how quiet people who were people of resolve, people of results, and they said, I've had enough. And I love those guys. And that's why I vowed as early in my youth, I said, I want to be one of those guys. I don't care about money. I don't care about fortune and fame. But I do care about how I feel about myself. We come back, I'm going to tell you about another guy that will take on the bullies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked this question a while back. Who else besides Donald Trump could have withstood what he withstood? Number one, to get elected in 2016. Then withstood what he withstood during his entire presidency. And now withstand what he continues to withstand since he's been dethroned in a coup. Who could have done it? We got some stellar candidates that are up and comers. DeSantis is obviously being mentioned often. Could he have withstood it? I don't think so. Carrie Lake's being talked about, bantied about. Could she have withstood it? I don't think so. Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, name them. You had to have somebody that set the new standard. That previous standard was Ronald Reagan. And I will tell you this, every time I see Reagan speak, I wish Trump had his level of eloquence. His ability to joke in a way that was disarming. That's a rare quality. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. as everybody knows, Reagan is who I looked at as a person who made me understand conservatism. And I tell people when I saw him losing, he didn't look like a loser. I knew what that felt like because I lost a track meet one time to my best friend at the time. And I could smoke this kid. But I tell you what happened. I'm running this race. They say go. I take off. And he's staying with me. But right at the time I would normally accelerate and just blow right past him, I look up in the stands and I see his dad cheering him. His dad's name was Raymond. My best friend's name was Michael. And I see his dad just cheering, "Come on, Michael! Come on, Michael! Come on, Michael! Go, Michael! Go, Michael! Go, Michael!" And I could hear him and I could see his face and I could see the pride of this man's father. He's sitting at that track meet watching his son run and I got so wrapped up in it, and I know people are going, "Kevin, shut up, he just beat you." No, he did beat me by a razor's, I mean, literally, you couldn't put a sheet of paper in between us, but he shouldn't have, and he knew it, and everybody else knew it. I was much faster. Everybody was like, "Who's getting second?" And it wasn't like he came into his own. I could beat these kids any day of the week. I was just tremendously fast as a kid, and I stayed fast. Anyway, when I saw his dad cheering, my mind stopped. I stopped running, and I just started going, thinking about, wow, what it must feel like to have a dad cheering you on. Like, I mean, my dad was in San Quentin prison. My mother had divorced that deadbeat. I already knew at this point. I was probably 13 years old, maybe. As fast as lightning. But I could not get my eyes off of Raymond, his dad, and his cheering. I mean, this is unbelievable cheering. And he beat me. Michael beat me. And it was a horrible feeling because I knew I could win. Now, I don't know where I was going with this, except it is an interesting story. But I might ask again, who else but Trump? I don't know how that plays into the story about Michael. I guess I was thinking, who else could beat me besides, because nobody was going to beat me on the track. It had to be something external that beat me. I got fixated with something else. But nobody's going to beat Trump in a legitimate race. I believe that. And I believe that, I know what I was saying also. Donald Trump led the way. He was the Pied Piper. And as much as I loved Reagan, and still do, Donald Trump set a whole new standard. And if he were a fraction as eloquent as Reagan, it would be an absolute blowout. But let me tell you what I like about Trump. He wrote this the other day. "Today I filed a lawsuit in the Florida State Circuit Court against the corrupt Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James. New York State is one of the most crime-ridden places on earth, with murders, robberies, drug deals, and other forms of crime setting records on a weekly basis. While James does nothing to protect New York against these violent crimes and criminals, she attacks great and upstanding businesses, which have done nothing wrong. Like the very successful job and tax-producing Trump Organization that I have painstakingly built over a long period of years. Crooked and highly partisan James now thinks it is the business of the state of New York to go after my revocable trust and pry into my private estate plan only to look for ways to recklessly injure me, my family, my businesses, and my tens of millions of supporters." You agree or disagree? He says, "If I were not elected president of the United States and now leading in the polls by substantial margins against Democrats and Republicans, this would not be happening. We have to stand up for our country, fight against illegal persecution, and make America great again." So he filed suit. He took the fight to them. He filed it in Florida. And I hope he not only files it against the state of, I don't know how you do this, but file it against the entire state of New York for allowing that to happen, then go after her personally. Look at what's going on right now with Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. Arrested because they want to know who gave you that data so Dinesh D'Souza could make 2,000 mules. Who gave you that data? We want to know. We want to go after him. Why? Well, supposedly it's a violation of something. No, it isn't. You know what it did? It proved exactly what we already knew, that these suckers cheated. Oh, it's not enough information to prove it. 2,000 mules is plenty of information to prove it. It's plenty. And the left know it. Why do you think Joe Biden has shifted gears? You better believe this election was fair. Let me tell you, they got Barack Obama out there. They are ready to cheat again. Don't you make any mistake about it. And I'm glad there are organizations out there, Judicial Watch and others, that are willing to say, you know what? We'll sue. We'll sue to get FOIA records. We'll sue to let you know the inside game. We will sue, we will sue, we will sue. Now here's the problem. They're suing a crooked Department of Justice. These three-letter agencies mean nothing. They are nothing but the Democrats' Gestapo, weapons to be used against us. And as Donald Trump said, this AG has plenty of corruption, real corruption to go after in New York, real crimes. And you know what she's doing? She's on a political witch hunt, yet another one. I'm so glad to see somebody say, enough is enough. Now, I go back to being a fighter. Kevin, Donald Trump is always in the news. He's always doing something. They're always doing something to him. What happens when the Attorney General of your state comes after you? What happens when the IRS shows up at your house as they did mine? What are you going to do? You going to be glad you have a fighter? Somebody that's willing to step in front of that bullet for you? Don't underestimate us.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final jobs report before the 2022 midterm elections is released on Friday.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. Downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Twitter employees are suing the company after new owner Elon Musk went on a firing spree. A report from Bloomberg News says the lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court claims Twitter is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of federal and California law. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is now the biggest ever in the game's history. It's now worth $1.6 billion. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By the way, if they do, that means not a joke, everybody. That's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
That was only the first of many Joe Biden snafus, faux pas, slips of the tongue, or whatever, this week. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. 54 states. Barack Obama said, we've been in 57 states and we got one left to go. He thinks there's 58. Biden thinks there's 54. Do any of these people know how America works? 844-551-8255. Joe Biden also said this. He said he's going to protect Social Security. Here were his comments.
The senator from Florida going after Medicare and Social Security. I tell you what, I don't know where, as they say in Southern, I don't know where y'all been. Hot damn, boy.
They were teasing Biden because he tried to go all Southern. They say the Southern, hot dang, bar, hot dang. What was that commercial? Was it Beavis and Butthead or something? No, it was on the movie where the dude sold the show where the guy sold propane, the cartoon. Hank. And the guy, we had one guy, that's what Biden sounded like. They want to kill your Social Security. As we say in the Southern, I'll tell you, my brain's demented. I'm a crazy lunatic, nutty and squirrel turds. Yeah, Biden, you are, you nutty and squirrel turds. Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden. Man. Aren't you glad that you have a guy out there that's so in the know? He's so plugged in politically. He knows what you're thinking. He's out there working for you, man, with all his platitudes. Yeah, he'll introduce you to Corn Pop, too, if you need it, your dog-faced pony soldier. Joe Biden, he's your man. If he can't do it, well, nobody can. What else we got of Joe Biden? This will be a little bit of a hodgepodge. Here's what Joe Biden said about plugging in your electric car. He's trying to make you understand that in the event of a catastrophe, your car is a resource. Your electric car will be a resource for you.
And by the way, in your home, you know, the batteries that we have now, and they're getting more and more sophisticated. You know, a lightning storm takes out all the electricity in the house. Guess what? You can plug your car into the house and make it light up. You think I'm joking? It's a little simplistic, but literally you can. Literally you can. Oh, this summer. It really is kind of exciting. I get rid of it.
You literally can. He's excited. You know, Joe Biden reminds me of my great-grandfather, who would be shocked that you know, at the portable phone. Yeah. So you could carry your phone out of the house, and you could go somewhere else and make a phone call. Yeah, Papa. Boy, you lying. He's lying. Okay, Papa, let me show you. You put him in the car, you drive somewhere, you make a phone call with a cell phone. Hey, well, how you doing that? It's a trick. How you? Hello. Hey, Papa, it's Glenora. Kevin called me from his cell phone. It does work like that, Papa. Y'all in the cahoots together. I know what you're doing. Now you're starting to make me mad. You know I'm laughing, because that would be the conversation I'd be having with my great-grandfather. One time, he turned the radio off at his house, and he goes, yeah. I clicked out. He goes, yeah, I fixed him. And my grandmother goes, Daddy, what? He said, that heifer or something. He had a word he used for people he didn't like. I was like heifer. He said, that heifer on the radio saying that stuff, that's just crazy. I fixed him. I just cut him off. And my grandmother goes, Daddy, you just cut him off on your radio. You didn't cut him. No, I cut him off. And my grandmother's like, no, you cut him off on your radio. Only you can't hear him now. And my great-grandfather didn't understand that. He thought, I shut the dude down, man. I run the world. Joe Biden making that comment. You can plug your electric car in the event of a power surge because of an electrical storm. You can plug your electric vehicle and power your house. So it'll take an up converter. He doesn't even understand you need an up converter because you have a down converter to power your car. So you need an up converter. And that would drain a big percentage of the electricity out of your car. Not that your car could do much more than power your refrigerator and maybe an AC unit and a couple of clocks. But it just shows his ignorance. But he's excited, man. It's really exciting. You literally can't. I mean, my gosh. My gosh. Your car is a backup battery to your house, even though your house is what charges your car. Do you see how that works? Wow. This guy's running the country. This brainiac. Speaking of this brainiac, look, when you've done nothing as a president, you want to take credit for anything. Joe Biden's administration doesn't care what happens. They want credit. It's so what they ruined the economy. If the economy makes one tick in the right direction, even though it could be 200 ticks in the wrong direction created by them, they will spike the football over the idea that, oh, the economy ticked up one tick. The GDP ticked up one tick. The GDP went positive this last quarter over a technicality. The Biden administration is spiking the football. Woo! Look at us, man. Look at what we did, man. Biden brought the largest inflation in decades, and now he wants to spike the football. Here's what they said. White House was forced to delete fact-checked tweet claiming Biden has given American seniors the biggest boost in Social Security in 10 years. This was early in the week. The White House took credit for increases in Social Security checks. In a tweet, it said it was down to President Biden's leadership. Okay, let me explain. Not that you need it, but there are some lefties that listen to the program. Joe Biden jacked up the inflation to 20-30%. That's the real inflation rate. Measured as 8.7%, but much higher. There's nobody that will tell you, oh, yeah, I'm at 10%. If it was only 10% increase in gas, so another 27 cents a gallon, so just over $3, a 10% increase in my rent from the previous, so instead of it going up $800, it would only go up $200. Yeah, it went up $800. Small things like that. If it were just 10%, give or take, I would grin and bear it. I'd go, well, I'm not happy about it, but I'll grin and bear it. But when it is easily 30% higher across every category, I'm going to squeal. And Joe Biden has gotten the people on Social Security a raise of 8.7, I believe that's the number, 8.7%, while they're paying 3x that in their everyday lives. The stuff they need the most. If you're getting Social Security, the likelihood is you are not, you didn't save well. You didn't plan well for the future. And Joe Biden has cut your paycheck substantially. Fact checkers, by the way, quickly pointed out that the increase in Social Security is a legal requirement based on inflation, and the actual implementation of it has nothing to do with Biden. But his team was spiking the football. Twitter even added a note saying it was an automatic adjustment, which is what prompted the White House to delete the tweet. They thought they could just get it out there and nobody's going to say anything. But you know what Elon Musk Twitter did? It pointed out that Joe Biden is a blatant pathological liar. A White House official said it was deleted because the point was incomplete. The White House was forced into an embarrassing Twitter climb down, deleting a tweet that claimed Biden was responsible for seniors getting the biggest increase in Social Security checks in a decade. It's required by law. By lunchtime, the message had been deleted, but the trouble began with a tweet from the official White House account. Policy experts were quick to suggest that the Biden administration rather was claiming credit for something that happened automatically and which reflected historic levels of inflation. So, again, if you accomplish nothing, you're looking for anything to hang your hat on. And Joe Biden reached for a lifeline that wasn't there. All right, folks, got to take a short break. When we come back, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about Hunter Biden or election deniers. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There are security cameras all over that house. You can see them from the outside. Were they turned on? If not, why not? She's the Speaker of the House. Far less known public figures than Nancy Pelosi have taken extra security measures in and around San Francisco, given how high the crime rate is there. It would be insane for them not to have their cameras on. And you point out the body cam, right? So if he walked in there and he heard something on tape, or if there was a third person, which now they're saying there wasn't, again, contradicts what they initially said. Let's see it. Let's see it all. I don't know what went on. I know enough to smell a rat.
That's the same thing I said, Megyn Kelly. I know enough to smell a rat. I know enough to smell a dead rat, that's for sure. I grew up, oh, man, a couple times in the country when a rat dies, ooh, it is not a pretty smell. It's meant to be that way so it can alert you that danger, danger, danger. Anyway, glad you guys are with me, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We got another clip I want to play. Let's do Matt Walsh on pandemic amnesty. I like this clip.
If they didn't know, if they didn't have the information, that makes this tyrannical approach less justifiable, not more. But again, they did know. They knew the opposite of what they claimed. They knew it because I knew it. And you knew it. And many of us were saying this in April or May of 2020. Shouldn't shut down the schools. These masks aren't doing anything. You know, you don't need to be worried about shutting down parks and beaches makes no sense because, if anything, you want people to be outside in the sun when a virus is going around. Many of us were saying that practically from the beginning. We were saying that, you know, March, April, May. They started saying it last week. How did we know it if our public health authorities, so-called, did not? Did we have access to information that was unavailable to them? I mean, the claim is absurd. Now, the point here is not to gloat. Honestly, I'm not much in the mood for gloating after what they did and what they took from us. Children committed suicide. Elderly people died alone in nursing homes. Many businesses went under. People lost everything. Gloat? No. We want justice. We want accountability. We want to set an example so that they won't try this again. Move on? I'll move on after there have been military tribunals. I'll move on when Fauci and his comrades are tried and convicted for crimes against humanity and given the maximum penalty for it. That's when we can move on. And not before it. Here's an idea. If you want to practice forgiveness, if you want to let people move on from past mistakes, why not tell that to the cancel culture vultures who spend their time digging through comments people made, have made in the distant past, and then using those as a pretense for destroying their lives in the present? I mean, there is a lack of forgiveness in our society, but that's where it can be felt. Somebody expresses an opinion or makes a joke, and suddenly they're persona non grata, they're disgraced, ostracized. Call for forgiveness there. That's what we need it. But the tyrants who took advantage of a virus and used it as an opportunity to seize control and wield power? No, they don't deserve to be forgiven. They deserve to be punished. And that's what we should do.
That was Matt Walsh, a truly gifted thinker. What's his thing on Define a Woman or something like that? Gifted thinker. I've seen him on Dr. Phil arguing people down, debating them with common sense, with their own logic. A guy cut from the very same cloth as I am. And I don't mind telling you, that guy's got it. He might even be better than I am. In my lane, I'm pretty good. Comes to race relations and things like that. Matt's, he's a big thinker, folks. I say that in all humility with him. He very well may be better than I am. He's not funnier. Let's not get it twisted out there. He ain't funnier. But he's got a lot of good insights. And I'm not going to say that I learned anything, but his delivery, he's spot on. I don't know whether he was reading that. I saw the clip. I think that was impromptu. I think that's what he does. I know when he's confronted and people, he's doing these man on the street, he's vicious. In a way, but not mean. He'll ask you a question about your own thing. Who was it? He did one where the guy goes, you're not a woman. You can't talk to me about women's issues. And he says, well, do you have a cat? You know, he goes, yeah. He goes, well, how do you know what a cat is? And he says, you know, who are you to talk about a cat when you don't know? And the guy just turned and walked away. I mean, it was spot on. And I do it all the time. Personally, I do. When I would do things, interviews on Fox, people would say, how do you come up with this stuff? I go, it's already there. God has gifted me with the ability to say, let me put this into terms you can understand, Mr. Lefty. And that's what I do. And that's what Matt Walsh has done here. He says, if they didn't know that this pandemic was a scamdemic, he goes, it's worse than what they actually did, because it means they're incompetent. And they locked us down and they did all these other things. They shouldn't have shut down schools. We knew it. They shouldn't have issued mask mandates on masks that don't even work. They certainly shouldn't have locked us in, scuttled businesses. Shutting down this economy over nothing. Again, if they didn't know, why would you put them in charge of you? And if they did know, then what? Well, they did know. And he goes, how do we know? If the public health authorities did not, how are we so astute in knowing? And I go back to that thing I mentioned the other day with Peter Sellers in this movie, where he was a gardener. And you know what his superpower was in the day of stupidity? He spoke direct and honest and to the point. He didn't equivocate. He just said, here it is. And people were like, ooh, and he rises the fame on common sense. They could remake that movie today. He says he's not going to gloat, though, because you can't gloat when you're talking about the lives of elderly people. The number of people that the Love Gov killed in New York should have had him arrested. Well, all he had to do was give back his Emmy. And, oh, of course, and give up the governorship, because that was a whole other thing. They want us to move on. The same, they want us to move on from this. They're asking for pandemic amnesty. Listen, we didn't know the data, and follow the science. And you know what we did? We followed nothing more than common sense. And I had people arguing with me on this very program, sending me, Kevin, man, you're a denier, man. This is serious stuff, man. No, it wasn't. Did people die? Yeah. People die all the time. People die from the most stupid things, little things. A minor cut in the tropic can kill you. There was a dude, no lie, I had just seen this guy at Neiman Marcus. He was a chef. You could eat at Neiman Marcus. People don't know this. They had a restaurant. And I'd seen the guy 2 days before, went up to visit a friend. He says, hey, let's go have lunch in the Neiman Marcus dining room. We go there. Chef comes out. Hey, how's it going? The guy worked there. He's a friend of mine. We're talking, chit-chatting. Good to see you. A week later, my buddy calls me and says, hey, you know the chef? You had dinner? I was like, yeah, I don't remember his name. He goes, man, he's got flesh-eating disease. He's in the hospital. I don't think he's going to make it. And he died. Now, you say, well, Kevin, you were lucky. He's giving you flesh-eating disease. No, you know what it was? It was a minor cut from something that happened like 2 days later. And according to his wife, like when he got the cut like 2 hours later, his finger was really hurting. Couldn't understand it. 3 hours later, his arm was really hurting. 4 hours later, he's in intensive care, and they're talking about amputating his arm. And this was like 2-3 days after, you know, my buddy called me. And I think the dude ended up dying from something minor. So you can't stop people from dying. And again, and I look at data and all this other stuff, and I think to myself, you guys were screwed. You were jacking with the American people the whole time over the number of people who had this disease. It was far more. The number who were dying from it was far less. And it was all a big ruse. So Matt says, move on. No forgiveness until there's punishment for this. And I say the same thing for this cheat in the election. Move on? How dare you ask me to move on when I know what you did? I refuse to move on. I am a proud election denier. And I'm not moving on. And for those of you who, what can we all just get along? Say that to the other side. Don't say it to me. There's nothing about getting along that's going to happen here. I'm going to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.